Okay. Praise God. Greetings once again to all of you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are meeting in this new place. Let's thank the Lord for His goodness to us, giving this place to meet. I'm sure for a purpose God lifted us here. I believe there may be many seeds of God who wants to be a part of this ministry to hear the message of the Lord. So I believe that you would be led to bring the people whom have the same like-minded desire to know the truth. Let's pray and ask the Lord to bless His word. Father, we thank you for your goodness to us tonight. And I pray and ask you that you minister unto every one of us. Open our understanding to your holy word, Father. Reveal yourself in a very special way in the midst of all of us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. First of all, I bought last Sunday, I said I will distribute something based on that, what we shared on the last message on the day of little things. I said the exercise we did, so I just prepared a small table-like thing. Probably could be used. You can take, this is for 1 month, you can take 12 copies, and it says, prevent leakages, deal with small boxes in your life. So what you could do is you could daily, at the end of the day, you could mark in which area you had the most amount of leakages which hurt the walk of the Lord with you, and then you could see that very specifically that you need to really look at these areas. So I will So, as we distribute that, I just want to share something, how true the word of God is. In fact, I was in the last few days studying once again the book of Genesis. And in the book of Genesis, I came to a particular passage, I think in Genesis chapter 12, verse how good the Lord is. I just want to really see if we are seeking the Lord, how He would reveal things to us. I was reading the Genesis chapter 12, and in a particular verse which came to me, it was really, I was pondering on that word. He was telling Abraham, Genesis 12 chapter 12 verse 3, He was telling Abraham, I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curse thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth bless. He says, in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. He says, in thee shall all the families of the earth bless. So I was really looking at the whole world. Is through Abraham did thus all the families of the Lord blessed? And I was just, it was in my mind, I was wondering what that thought would be. And then I was, as you said, I bought a few books on these Jewish writings. And this particular step that I read about Abraham, it was so I don't know, it's not like coincidence, but God opening our understanding. He says, in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So I am wondering, thus through Abraham he is responsible for all the families of the earth. And as you know, Abraham has two sons. He had two sons. One is Ishmael, other one is Isaac. So these two we find about 2 billion Muslims are in the world today. And apart from the Jews, we have the Christians, close, you know. Can you see this now? I think it's like the pains are not. But you know, they were talking about, you remember, Abraham had a, after he had, when Sarah died, he took another wife. And he had children out of that. And you know, Abraham gave gifts to them and sent them off from, because he said, Isaac will have all the inheritance. So he had many sons and daughters, and he gave gifts to them and sent them off. And he was talking about one particular name on the son who was moved toward the east. And he says, the book says, historically and with the evidence, he is the one who started. Now you find in, you have the word, you have heard about this, no? Brahmin. Brahmin in India. Now he says, the Brahmin is started from the other son of, son who left from there to India. So it's Brahmin, he is carried the name of Abraham. Abraham, Brahmin, also have a connection to the Abraham's name. So the word Brahmin has a connection to the Abraham. And in fact, you know, Hinduism as well as Buddhism come from that. So many, many teachings there also come from the Jewish background to Muslims and the Hindus and also what is taking place. So in fact, he was talking about this, how the Abraham's, what was that environment was spread also to the east. And I was thinking how the Lord's word is so fulfilled when he said that in thee shall all the families. So you know, so he was the father of many nations, not only Israel, not only the Gentiles like us who come from the, through the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ, but also others who are very religious. For instance, the Buddhism. I'm sure the Buddhism has certain good aspects of it for man's philosophy, man's way of life. So that also had their beginnings on this aspect of the background to Abraham. So the word Brahmin also, that it has says, he says this Brahmin is the beginning of the name of Abraham's other son who was sent off by Abraham, who came back to Israel. So I was thinking to myself, you know, when I was just speaking about, I was just asking in myself, when the verse says, through in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed, in thee. And he says, I will make you father of many nations. So it's true how the Lord has really, you know, not only through these people, so many millions, billions of people are through the Abraham. So it, through Abraham's seed that God has blessed, I mean, through whatever the religion, maybe Buddhism or Hinduism, to bring people to some sort of a knowledge of religion. But that is far from the point which we are dealing with when we call of the children of the living God. So that is, I am wondering how God is very specific with His word and fulfills to the very dot. And I am also thankful to the Lord because this gives so much of insight to the thinking and the background of I have about this time. When I read with the Bible, it's so good that God has really enlightened us. Brothers and sisters, we are going back to our study, completion of the seven seals. But I want to remind you before, this year, just don't forget about the three important messages that came to us, which is going to be very much important to all of us. The perfecting of the saints, which is the power of forgiveness. The second thing is the power of words that we speak. Third thing is the power of small things, the day of small things. So that's why I gave these sheets also. I'm sure it's going to be important for all of us, because if we stop leakages, little leakages, the Lord is going to really minister to us. Just to take you back to what we have been discussing in the seven seals, so we are coming to a very important position or status of what we have been studying. You remember that we have already studied about five seals, opening of five seals, and we also studied the six seals, which is also a period. Now we have already finished this. The white horse, this consists of 2000 years of history of the church, and we are right now in the grey horse area. We are in the eagle. The church represented by the eagle, which is the so much of knowledge of God is given. And then we are in this position where the seventh seal is going to be open to the bride of Christ. And once the seventh seal is open, only the sixth seal, condition of the sixth seal. So today we are going to understand the environment that is going to prevail in this particular world we are living in when the sixth seal take place in the scriptures. The coming of Jesus Christ is going to take place right on time according to the scriptures. You know, many people are wondering about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there is no way that He is going to delay. God is a person of timing. He works with time. And He does everything according to that time. So He never delays His coming. But His coming is not made known to many people. He is coming right on time. And He will be the time known to the Father. Jesus Himself said, we know the season, but the exact time we know. Because He said the seasons you would know, but the time, exact time, would be a question that we need to understand. The rapture of the bride of Christ cannot take place at any time because there is a precise scriptural timing. So we are going to understand the environment that the world is going to face when you and I are going to be ready for the rapture, which is on the... So we are going to understand tonight on the sixth and the seventh seal, conditions that prevail when that is going to be opened. You remember Jesus said, He shall send His angels with great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together His elect from four winds, from one end to the other end. You remember I explained to you the four winds? And when those winds are going to be blown, at the moment we see a breeze of that. It is not blowing heavily, but we can see we get a breeze of it. But when it's going to be blown, in fact last week the oil prices hit the $100. So there are many things that are going to take place. And therefore it says He shall gather His elect from the four winds and from one end of the heaven to the other end. Revelation 1:7-1 says, and after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor any tree. So the bride is not going to face the impact of the strength of these four winds. Bride is going to be protected and saved from that. That's the promise. So that's why, brothers and sisters, we can see in the midst of us that as we see the things of world is going to come to a climax of many in many areas. And that's why I say these messages, three messages which we preached in last year, is going to be very important, because it is with the intention of perfecting of the saints. And that's why in Revelation 7:1, after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, should not blow on the earth. So it's going to be blown very strongly one of these days. In 2 Thessalonians, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, by our gathering together unto Him. This refers to the rapture. That ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by the word, nor by the letter as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Paul was writing to Thessalonians at that time. Let no man deceive you by any means, for the day, referring to the rapture, shall not come except there be a falling away first. Now there are people have given many interpretations to this falling away. Let us understand what it means. It does not mean some Christians are going to fall off. It does not mean, because people are giving that interpretation. It's not the indication that a lot of people are going to be saved and the part of it going to be fall off. It is not. And that man of sin be revealed. Remember, when you are reading the scriptures, it should be read, understanding the full thing. Because let us read this script first. Let no man deceive you by any means, for the day shall not come except there come falling away first, comma, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. So the falling away is connected to the man of sin being revealed. It cannot be independently taken and says, okay, there will be many Christians are going to fall off in the end time. It is not connected to that. But it connected to the next verse and say that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. So the falling away is connected to that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God, who worshipped, so that he as God seated in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now this is a very clear indication that Paul gives to us. He says here, let no man deceive you by any means, for the day shall not come except there be a falling away first, which is really an open rebellion against God. That falling away means an open rebellion against God, that man of sin be revealed, who is the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God and worshipped, so that he stood in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Brothers and sisters, these 2, 3 and 4 has still not taken place. We can see some signs of it, but the full blossoming has not taken place. We can see who is the son of perdition, who is the one who is going to be man of sin, going to be revealed, who is going to be exalt himself above all that is called God, going to be worshipped, and as he is God seated in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. We know this office is already in place. We know there is some sort of worship is directed toward this office. We know that he is identified globally as a person who need to be venerated and to be taken note of. And the four angels were loosed. Now see, earlier the four angels were tied and they were not allowed to go. Revelation 9:15 says, and the four angels were loose, which were prepared for an hour, for a day, and a month, and a year, to slay the third part of men. In Revelation 7:1 says, the angels were told to hold their wings, four wings. When it comes to 9:15 says, four angels were loose, which were prepared for an hour, and a day, and a month, and a year, to slay the third part of the men. It is no secret that we have about 6 billion plus people in this world. So that means there is going to be, when this happens, 2 billion is going to be vanished from this planet earth. And that's why Jesus said, watch therefore, ye know not what hour that the Lord comes. What hour? an hour, a day, month and a year. So there is a specific hour, a specific day, a specific month and a specific year that the Lord is going to release these angels of holding four winds. The four winds are going to come upon this planet Earth. Now we see the breeze of it and see the impact of that breeze. As recorded in the Revelation 19, Jesus is seen coming back to earth with his bride. The kings of the earth, the beast system, are gathered together to make war against him. We see in Revelation 19 when the Lord comes with his saints who are the bride of Christ, the kings of the earth and every system in the earth, particularly the beast system, is preparing to make war with him. This is the climax of this open rebellion that has been designed by Satan to destroy even the knowledge of God completely. You know, today, what Satan has done so subtly has tried to destroy the knowledge of God. Particularly, that's why he is really preventing people understanding the most important books, the Genesis and Revelations. Preventing them, hiding them from many people. Behold, in this horn were horns like eyes of a man and mouth speaking great things. Daniel said in 7:8, wow, this little horn who had eyes like eyes of a man but mouth speaking great things. There was a man who is going to speak great things. And Revelation 13:5 says, there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemous. Power was given unto him to continue for 42 months. He was given power to continue for 3.5 years. This, the great so-called person who is going to preach blasphemous things. What is blasphemy? Blasphemy is things against, contrary to the God's divine word and plan. And you know what religion is bringing blasphemous teaching to this world today is none other than the Roman Catholic Church bringing so much of blasphemous teachings to the people. So let us understand. To understand this, we need to understand about the nation of Israel in this current status. As I told you last time when I was talking about the day of small things, we understood about the two olive trees. The two prophets that would begin to minister to the nation will be on the scene. Right now they are there, but they are yet to begin their ministry. They are earthly messenger to the Israel in the first 3.5 years of the 70th week of Daniel. In the, you know, we are going to have a time of 7 years of tribulation. Within the first 3.5 years of the tribulation, these messengers would be visible there in their activities in the nation of Israel. I can tell you right now what are things that are happening in the nation of Israel. If you look deeply into it, you would see there are so many things that create conditions for this ministry to surface. Let's understand about the nation of Israel at the end time. And there at Revelation 12. And there appeared one onwards. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon the head a crown of twelve stars. Now this is refers to none other than the nation of Israel. Sun and the moon reference to the gods, the glory that would be reflected on this nation. The 12 stars refer to 12 tribes. And she being with a child travail in birth and pain and delivered, referring to the Lord Jesus Christ that came from this nation to the tribe of Judah. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. Behold, a great dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, 7 crowns upon his heads. So this dragon is none other than the beast system, which is now coming to the full blossoming in this present world. So it's mentioned about as a wonder in heaven, referring to the in the kingdom of heaven. And its tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and it cast them to the earth. And dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, and devour her child as soon as born. As you know, this dragon and this beast system is none other than the author of these, none other than the Satan himself. And the Satan himself is the one who has done this before, when he drew the one third of the angelic forces, cast them to the earth. So that's a very clear indication. When the planet Earth, when God created first the angelic beings, and when the dinosaurs time, when he, the Lucifer, ran this planet Earth, and this angel which have fallen, they were thrown to the earth, and who are up to now have messed up the earth with so much of chaos. So this child refers to none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, who was to bring forth by this woman nation of Israel. You would see this flag of the European Union. You counted the stars here. There are 12 stars here. If you ever have seen a picture of the Virgin Mary, she has a halo around her, and you find very often around her she has these 12 stars. She has identically, there are pictures with Virgin Mary which has a halo around her neck, head, and that head consists of exactly a halo, 12 stars. So this 12, this flag represents the big beast system, there is no question about it. And she brought forth the man-child who was to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. Now remember, Jesus has not ruled the earth with the rod of iron still. He came as a shepherd. He came as the lamb. And the child was caught up to God, to his throne, which is right now he is. And the woman fled into wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her. There are 1,203 days. Now up to here, we find the entire history of last 2000 is given in this passage. You remember in book of Haggai, about nation of Israel, he says, after 2 days he will revive us. So this 12th chapter, all these passages, verses refers to the 2000 years of the period of the church and the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, who came there to redeem us. And he is gone now, he is going to come back to rule us, all the nations, with rod of iron. And then chapter 12 verse 6 says, the woman fled into wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her 1,203 days. Now this woman here represents the nation of Israel. So here it says that woman fled into wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her for 3.5 years. They should feed her for 3.5 years. Now this event yet to take place. We will explain few things later. And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. You remember, the nation of Israel has faced the worst persecution than any other nations on the planet earth. And unto woman was given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, again wilderness, into her place, into a place where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. Again, this refers to 3.5 years, he says, and unto the woman was given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times. I will explain to you who this great eagle, given or 2 wings of a great eagle, a particular nation, when they began as a nation, absolutely had the egoistic, eagle-like nature. That nation is lost that right now. But nation was an eagle. And in fact, that nation, even in their symbolically, has an eagle in their logo, whatever the thing, in the eagle is there. So you could see, and the serpent was cast out of his mouth, water as floods after the woman, that he might cause her to carry it away. So, flood, water means the people again. The people are there to persecute this woman, nation of Israel. And he says here, and the earth held the woman, and the earth opened the mouth, and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. This is yet to be take place in your eyes, in before eyes. There is a large evacuation of people from the nation of Israel. Like today, many people are going to Israel, Jews. There are going to be a time they are going to move away from that. Only a remnant that is going to be there. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant, which is going to be a small group of people that is going to be left of her seed, which kept the commandments of God and had the testimony of Jesus Christ. In the last 2000 years, the nation of Israel was dispersed all over the world. And only a remnant was there. A small remnant was there when the Ottoman and the Turkish people overran the Jerusalem. Others all went to different countries and they came back. Now we have a certain population in the nation of Israel. Now you would see these statistics as per 2004. As per 2004, the Jews that are represented in the world, the highest population in the Jewish is not in Israel. In United States of America, now it must be past 6 million. Israel, they have only about, this is 2004, also Israel must be about close to Jews, about close to 5.6, 5.5. So you could see how they are spread across the world. So the largest Jewish population is not in Israel, in United States of America. Maybe close to 6 million. And also Russia. So these are the figures. So probably around close to 20 million Jews are there in this world. There are small numbers, 10,000, 15,000 in other countries. I have not taken that. But you could see that they are well spread. And in fact, the nation of Israel right now has about over 5 million. But it was not so. There are only a very handful of them, a remnant. Now you could see from this picture, most of the Jews are not in Israel. Majority are not in Israel. Majority are still away. And they are one by one coming back to the nation of Israel. Now what happens here is, the Bible says, that woman fled into wilderness. She had placed a prepared of God, that they should be feed her. Who is going to feed? Somebody is going to feed her for 3.5 years. Some people are going to feed her. 3.5 years. that place is prepared. And then this verse says, the woman was given two wings of a great eagle that she might fly into wilderness. The wilderness is not a desert. Right? Wilderness is always represent to the nation of Israel when they are away from their own land. Remember, when they were on their way to the promised land, they were in the wilderness. They were going round and round in the wilderness. So wilderness for Jewish is not a desert place or place of, food. It is a place where they are not really in their own property on their land, which is the land which God says milk and honey. So what happens is, right now, the United States of America is becoming a wilderness. They were a nation where God has raised that nation. God blessed that nation. And the men of God started that nation. And God prospered that nation. But they have left God out of themselves. And they have become much more a worldly nation with so much of things of the world. But yet, when the time comes, this nation again going to help the nation of Israel, because they always have the relationship like that. So, from this you could very clearly say that God has prepared most of these Jews from me, all these other countries, like Russia. I think most of them are moving towards Israel. Most of them. Some of them are there. But what happens is, in the event, a mass evacuation is going to take place. Remember, if there is going to be mass evacuation is take place, it is very simple to the nation of Israel. Because most of them are connected to all these people in their families. Most of these people in Israel, they have families here. So it's easy from them to leave that land than anybody else, because there are people to look after them, feed them during that period of time of, Now this is exactly what we have been studying. Now we are completing this 2000 years of calendar, and the rapture is going to take place here. Now this is the period of this tribulation period. And this is the middle of the week. And this is during this period, there are going to be 12 trumpets sounding. Remember each trumpet sound, I will come to that, each trumpet sound brings a plague. The world will change, so much of plagues will come upon the earth. And these trumpets are sound will herald by these two prophets, two olive trees, two prophets in Israel. And they are going to also seal 144,000 people. And then during this period is one, the woman Israel is given two wings of an eagle to fight the wilderness. Is given. And then last part of it, Israel's persecuted woman flees to the wilderness. And then there is 144,000 people, again Jewish people. They are anointed by the two prophets. And they have the everlasting gospel, and that they would going to go all over the world preaching the everlasting gospel. We will come to this later. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 11. Then answered I and said unto him, what are these two olive trees which upon the right side of the candlestick and upon the left side? And I answered again and said unto him, what these two olive trees which brought two golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? And he answered me and said, knowest thou not these? And I said, no, my Lord. And then she said, these are two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. The two anointed prophets that are going to come upon the scene prior to the rapture is going to take place. The week of Daniel opens, that brings the two prophets upon the scene. The week of Daniel means the 7 years of tribulation, which opens the two prophets who are in the spirit of Elijah and Moses, going to bring forth themselves in the ministry, in the scene in Israel. That is when the events recorded in the Revelation 7 want to come to fulfillment. The events in the chapter 11 is being activated because it tells that Moses and Elijah, the prophets, prophesying in the street of Jerusalem for 3.5 years until the old Antichrist come upon the scene and kills them. The first 3.5 years, you would see these two prophets coming to the scene, and they would begin to bring forth the teaching to the nation of Israel, because you know at the moment all the focus is in the Middle East. During their prophesying, all the events written in the Revelation chapter 18 to 1 onwards are describing effects of ministry on various planes. Now these two prophets would bring forth various plagues upon this earth. That's why there will be any animosity towards these people would come upon. Let's see what are the plagues. Now these are the plagues which is mentioned in the when the sixth seal is open, and when the seven angels which had seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, there followed a hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. A third part of the trees were burned, all the green grass were burned. This refers to that war that is going to take place, where one third of the population is going to be killed. And the second angel sounded as if a great mountain burning with fire cast into the earth, and third part of the sea became blood. You remember today, what happens is today nations are called by their firepower. They have so much of firepower, they list so many missiles, so many things. So what happens is cities, when these goes, we have seen this firepower during the Lebanon war recently, so much of burning take place. Even when they cast it to the sea, there's so much of destruction that is going to take place. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. And the third angel sounded, there fell a great star from heaven burning, it were a lamp, it fell upon the third part of the rivers, upon the fountain of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many, many dyes of the waters because they made bitter. Now what happens is these things which the seven angels are going to bring forth, these plagues, are as a result of these two prophets are going to challenge the beast system. You remember, this is a replication of same thing what Moses did. Remember, Moses stood before Pharaoh. What happened to Pharaoh? Pharaoh held the nation of Israel as slaves in Egypt. They held the nation of Israel as slaves. Now, what I am telling is, are the events that are going to take place after the rapture. Because by this time the rapture is gone. Sixth seal, we will explain the sixth seal, the rapture is gone. Now the events of the sixth seal taking place, because these are exactly the same miracles which Moses performed against Pharaoh when he was holding the nation of Israel as slaves in their country. In the same way, the beast system in the present day order will hold the nation of Israel as a slave, try to hold them as a slave in their custody, the beast system. So that is why God has to raise two prophets in the same spirit of Elijah and Moses. There are certain things that Moses would do, certain things that Elijah would do. So you find what is recording the revelation. You remember Moses brought the seven plagues, exactly seven plagues against Pharaoh. And Elijah brought fire from heaven. So these two prophets are going to replicate the same things for the behalf of the nation of Israel. Not behalf of the church. Not behalf of the bride of Christ. Because bride is gone. There is going to be a focus, attention by the beast system against children of Israel. Because, you remember, if you look at Vatican, their headquarters in Rome, and they say the Peter's tomb is there. Peter never came to Rome. It is Paul who came. Peter was buried in Israel. Peter was never the first to come to Rome. And ever since the Vatican established themselves, their main ambition, you see, there are historical records from the Vatican, their main ambition is to ship their head office to Jerusalem. They want to do it. They know that's the acknowledged place of them. They want to ship their headquarters from Rome to Jerusalem. And they have been trying that for a long, long time. That is why even Hitler, who is a devout Roman Catholic, persecuted the Jews and created all this set up to persecute more and more Jews and go towards the nation of Israel. You find the history of church and history of the Roman Catholic Church, you find there are many attempts by the Vatican to move towards Jerusalem, ship themselves to Jerusalem, which was prevented by God by many ways. Now this is their last attempt to move to Jerusalem. That is why they are trying to focus the nation of Israel, hide them as slaves and make a way through the beast system. I'll tell you an interesting thing. When Tony Blair had to resign halfway, he was appointed by the envoy to the Middle East peace. And Tony Blair is representing four powers, political powers. That is States of America, European Union, Russia, United States, Russia, European Union, and France. So one is United States of America, European Union, UN, is it four? I think there was not NATO. European Union, United States, there are four, I think, United States, European Union, Russia, and UN, right, four. Russia, United States, European Union, and UN is representing four. United States, Russia, European Union, and the UN. These are the four. He is representing his envoy to the Palestine. You remember about 2 weeks ago, did you see some interesting article? He became a Roman Catholic. He converted himself to a Roman Catholic. Did you hear that? You didn't hear this? It was published in all the newspapers. All the newspapers about 3 weeks ago, two, 3 weeks ago. Has anybody seen that? Huh? You see that? Yes. So 3 weeks ago, Tony Blair changed his religion from being an Anglican to a Roman Catholic. And this man is given the responsibility of bringing a peace in the Middle East between Palestinians and Israel. He wants to set up a separate Palestinian state within the Israel. Now you can see the persecution, the pressure that would come
to the nation of Israel. There is no way, absolutely, there is going to be another nation inside Israel. That land was given by God to Israel, Jews. There cannot be another Palestine nation. These Palestinians are not Philistines. Remember this. These Palestinians are not Philistines. Philistines are different. These Palestinians are all these the Turkish, Arab and all these Ephraim. You know? They are really some Turkish people. Various Middle Eastern people. They are not this original Palestine which Goliath came from. No. So what happened was, this nation of Israel is going to come under severe pressure through the beast system. Through the beast system to implement the strategy of the beast. And that's why they are going to be under tremendous pressure. And that's why God would raise these two prophets. Nothing would disturb the beast system by a miraculous work of God. That is why, like God brought Moses to the scene when the Jews were in wilderness in Egypt. You remember, Egypt is a symbolically world. They were in that. And then God raised Moses and brought these seven plagues. So all these plagues are going to come back, because the beast system is very powerful, very arrogant, very authoritative. And then that's why you would see these things being brought in by these two prophets. And I saw the seven angels, they stood before God, and unto them were given seven trumpets. And the angel came stood at the altar, having golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it prayers of all saints upon the golden altar that before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with prayers of the saints, ascended before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire on the altar, cast it upon the earth, and there were voices and thundering and lightning. You see, when these things are going to take place, there is going to be a time of God's fulfillment that is going to take place. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, them given the seven trumpets. Now these are the seven trumpets which herald in the seven plagues brought upon the earth by the two prophets that was raised by God. You know, right now they are born in Israel. They may be there, they are learning things, and they probably have the anointing, but the time would come, they would place themselves upon the scene. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke of great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by the reason of the smoke of the pit. You see today what happens. The Satan has opened the pit, and it has darkened the minds of many people. They can't see it. They can't absolutely see the things of God, because it's darkened by the cloud that Satan has brought to people. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and to them given was the power, the scorpions have the earth. And was commanded that they should not hurt the grass nor the earth, neither green thing, neither tree, but only those which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. There is going to be a military kind of outburst upon the earth. There's so much of power upon the military units, and firepower is going to be demonstrated through the military hardware upon this during these 3.5 years very strongly. You and I have seen a glimpse of it. The firepower of the nations, of the equipment that is upon the authority of various nations and the beast system, and it is going to blossom. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw the star fall from heaven to the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and I read that just now. And Revelation 9, 5-7, and to them was given that they should not kill, but they should torment for 5 months, and their torment was the torment of the scorpions which striketh a man. And in those days men shall seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. I think we can be very happy, because we are not going to be part of it if we are going to be bride of Christ. And the shape of the locusts like unto horses prepared unto battle, and their heads were as it were crowns of like gold, and their face were, you know, this refers to all the military hardware. The military hardware at that time, John saw them like this. He saw them like locusts, like unto horses prepared for the battle. And their heads were as crowns of gold, and their face were face of men. You see, all these military hardware also have a certain images, likeness, you know. So, and they had their hair like woman, and their teeth were the teeth of lions, and they had breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. We have heard in the time of war all this military hardware, how they prepared themselves. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and the power was given unto them hurt men for 5 months. You see, brothers and sisters, we never had a war for, you know, the longest war that lasted was, in the recent history, was the Iran and Iraq. It stood for about a year plus. And millions of people died. Millions. Millions of them died. They were, you know, but they did not have that power, because much of firepower. What you have today. Now you can imagine with me, when the earth is going through 5 months of war, 5 months of military activities going taking place upon the earth, and they have the king over them, which had an angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew tongue was Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue it is called Apollyon. One war is past, and behold, there come two wars more after. And the fourth angel sounded, the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not the third part of it, and the night likewise. Now this is exactly the time we are coming to, the great tribulation time that earth has never experienced. And I beheld, heard the angel flying the midst of heaven, saying, loud voice, woe, woe, woe to inhabitants of the earth, by the reason of the other voices and the trumpets of the three angels, which are yet to sound. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from four horns of golden altar which is before God, saying to the angel which are the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound, which I read also, in the river Euphrates. You remember, angels are on the four corners, the one place Euphrates in the Middle East, and the four angels were loose, which were prepared for an hour, a day, and a month, and a year, to slay the third part of the men. And the number of the army of the horsemen, and 200,000, and I heard the number of them. 200 million soldiers are going to walk from the east to the Middle East for this war. And thus I saw horse in the vision, and them having the breastplate of fire and jacinth, brimstone. The heads of the horses were as the heads of lion. Out of their mouth issued fire and smoke of brimstone. And these three was the third part of men killed by the brimstone which is out of their mouth. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails, and the tails were like unto serpents, and the heads, and them do hurt. And the rest of the men which were not killed by those plagues, yet to repent, they repented not of the works of their hands, idols of gold. Now what happens is this, during these 3.5 years or the first period, the fulfillment of the sixth seal, which is going to happen, all these plagues and tribulations and the military activities that are going to take place, which result in total anarchy, chaos and turbulence and disturbance on the planet Earth. And these, as I mentioned, the true prophets, I will give power unto my two witnesses. They shall prophesy 2,000, that means 3.5 years, clothed in sackcloth. And these are two olive trees, which two candlesticks standing before God. You know, all these two prophets, their main responsibility is to protect the nation of Israel, prevent them totally coming under the beast system. And if any man will hurt them, the fire proceed out of their mouth and they devour their armies. And if any man will hurt them, he must like manner be killed. You know, if you look at the world today, who can stop the world with all of their might, all of their power? It's very difficult. They are trying to stop one another. They are trying to stop the war. They are trying to stop the nuclear war. They are trying to stop war. There are many, many peace agents are flying here, there, all over, trying to stop war. But it's very difficult. But what happens here is, he says, if any man will hurt, referring to the two prophets, fire proceed out of their mouth and devour their army enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must likewise be killed. These two have power to shut heaven, and it rained not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters, turn to the blood, and smite the earth with all the plagues. So all the seven plagues which I explained to you in Revelation is going to be brought upon this planet Earth by the two prophets. And on the other side, the planet Earth is going to prepare for war one another. And the only nation that has such a 200 million army is the nation of China, which is called the Eastern Kings, which is going to walk towards the Middle East very soon. Where they are preparing to be becoming a very next superpower in the world. And when they have finished their testimony, the beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit shall war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. So the beast system that is fully controlling the world are going to kill these two witnesses, and their dead bodies shall lie in the streets of great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, which are our Lord's crucified. So these Jewish people, two prophets are going to be killed, and their people and kindred and tongues, nations shall see their dead bodies for 3.5 days, 3.5 days, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put to grave. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth. And after 3.5 days, the spirit of life come from God, enter into them, and they stood upon their feet, and a great fear fell upon them, and which saw them. And they heard the great voice saying unto them, come up thither. And they ascended, and their enemies beheld them. You see, this is very interesting. The Lord says, these people are going to be face death, and the Lord is going to bring life, and they are going to be taken away. And the seven angels with that seven trumpet prepared themselves to sound. And the first angel sounded, you know, hail fired with mingled with blood, and they cast upon the earth, and the third part of the tree, so which I mentioned. And all these things are going to take place as these two prophets bring that judgment upon the beast system. So these plagues are going to take place, and then these two prophets are anointing these 144,000 Jews, servants. You know, a lot of people are confused with this 144,000. It's only Jewish people, Jewish servants of God, and they are, we'll come to that. So by this time, before this revelation rapture take place, there is going to be miracle war, which I explained to you. This is exactly what these 144,000 people are going to do. And I saw angel flying in the midst of heaven, having everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth. Once this 3.5 years are over, which is going to be time of tribulation, great fear, military expansion, all these things are going to take place. God has anointed 144,000 servants of God in Israel, and they are going to go all over the world with the everlasting gospel. This is not the gospel of salvation. This is the everlasting gospel. Saying with a loud voice, fear God, because by this time, second half, when you come to the second half of the year, one third of the population is gone. So if we have 6 billion, we will have about 4 billion people. And to those 4 billion, this everlasting gospel would be preached. Saying with a loud voice, because by that time, they would be ready for it. Saying with a loud voice, fear God and give Him glory, for the hour of judgment is come. Worship Him that made heaven and earth and sea and the waters. So the mighty angel mentioned in the Revelation, which is in the seventh, sixth seal, is what happens is sixth seal takes place after the seventh seal. Normally you have the sixth and then seven. What happened was sixth seal takes place after the seventh seal, because after the seventh seal only the rapture is going to take place. The mighty angel of the Revelation 10, you know, when he, the mighty angel is none other than Jesus, when he comes, here he says, I saw a mighty angel, Revelation 10, 1 to 4, come down from heaven, clothed with cloud, and rainbow upon his head, referring to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what happens is, right now Jesus is in the mercy seat. He is going to get up before the rapture take place. In his hand is a little book, and he set his right foot upon the sea, which is the Gentiles, foot upon the earth, which is the land of Israel, and he cried with a loud voice, and the lion roared, and the seven thunders uttered. And when the seven thunders uttered their voices, says, I was about to write, and I heard saying, seal up. So when the seventh seal was opened, this is what happens. Seven thunders utters their voices, and it was sealed. And the seven thunders are going to come upon, he says, when I heard open the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about space of half an hour. And when the seventh seal is fulfilled, the angel described in seven will appear in the Middle East, the final event. So Revelation 8:1 and linked to Revelation 10, when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven. You know, right now, you and I can make our prayers. Jesus is in the mercy seat. And when he gets up there, he's going to be a silent. Because right now, he is there hearing us, because we have mercy. We are under God's grace. And when he stands to come back, to fulfill his divine plan, there is going to be a silence, that small period. And then the seventh thunders utters, God would send forth seven men upon the face of the earth, I explained to you. They would bring forth, but the seventh thunders uttered, a message which is not recorded in the scriptures. It is not here. And which will bring us the rapturing faith. When they bring forth that revelation to us, whatever that revelation, that will be brought to all of us. And when the seven thunders go all over the world, and they walk into us individually or us collectively, and when they bring forth, seven thunders will bring forth the body of believers, their final message for their preparation. You remember the nation of Israel, when they were about to leave the land of Israel, the land of Egypt, what happened? Death angel to the world, became a life angel to Israel. Remember? Death brought in death to the people of the world, but brought in life to the nation of Israel. And what happened to them? They say they were standing on their feet, they were eating the lamb that was roasted with bitter herbs. You know, you go to Exodus and read this. They tied their belts, they had the shoes on their legs. They were about to go, they were ready. Then you say, when you have shoes on their feet, and they were eating the roasted lamb. The lamb was killed, the blood was shed, the blood was applied there, right, on the doorpost, and the lamb was killed, and took the blood was applied on the doorpost. So we know that the blood is applied upon us, and then they were told to eat the roasted lamb and eat it with what? The bitter herbs. Eat it with bitter herbs. Right? And once you eat, you remember I told you last Sunday, couple of Sundays ago, he says, eat it. It shall be sweet in your mouth, bitter in your belly, in your stomach. So what happened here is, the time would come, the Lord would send forth his seven thunders, the messengers who had the revelation for us, and he will speak what was sealed, which is not written in the word. The Bible says very clearly it is sealed. It is not written by John. John saw it, but it's not there. So once it is spoken to us, what will happen to us is we will receive what we call the rapturing faith. You know, it is by faith that we are saved. It is by faith we are saved by God's grace. So it is for rapture also we need faith. Without faith it is impossible to please God. To him that believeth should believe that he is. So the faith has to come to the next realm where our bodies are going to be changed. This body you and I have is going to be changed. And that change will not come to us, because until we are being perfected, we read the word of God, we read it and we are being perfected. We come from glory to glory. And we come to a point where we are ready for final instructions. And then the bride is gone. The seventh seal is take place before the sixth seal. Seventh seal, though there are seven seals, but the seventh seal really take place before sixth seal. Sixth seal activities mentioned in the sixth seal will take place in the first 3.5 years, which I mentioned. First 3.5 years of the tribulation period, where God will bring forth the two messengers who would come in the spirit of Elijah to, remember Jesus, the angel of the Revelation 10. Mighty angel, he stands upon the two, sea and the land. Sea represents the bride or Gentile, land represents Israel. So when he put his feet, right now he's in two, right? And then he is going to take it and it will be land of Israel, he's going to focus. That's why there is silence in heaven, because there is nobody would hear. You know, right now, he is our mediator. He is our mediator and he is hearing us. And thereafter, when he stands to come, there is no more hearing. The prayers are gone thereafter, because he is going to come and there is no going to be any more grace to the bride of the children of Israel, Gentile, because his attention now focusing on the nation of Israel. So the seventh seal is the seal which brings us to the condition where God would bring forth the men he has anointed with the anointing to reveal that. I don't know who they are, but one thing I know, when we are in the right time, when we read the word, come to that perfection, when we are perfected by the fivefold ministry, what I really know is which we are involved is the fivefold ministry. Now the fivefold ministry which we are performing is a ministry which we are perfecting the saints through bringing forth the word and revealing that to you. And then once we are finished with it, when we come to the full knowledge of the word of God, full thing, like the butterfly, when we fully come to that, then comes the finale, when God would send forth these men for us to minister. As soon as the seventh seal is broken in heaven, it allows the Christ, the high priest, to leave the intercessory position. End of 2000 years of grace. Revelation 10, 1 to 2. And I saw a mighty angel come down from heaven clothed with cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as the face of sun, his feet was pillars of fire. He had in his hand little book, and he set his right foot upon the earth. Right foot upon the earth, you remember? And the seven thunders uttered were the seal of the commandments of God. But the seven thunders uttered were sealed up the commandments of the Lord. But John was taken up, shown everything that the seven thunders uttered. As soon as the seventh seal is broken, somewhere on this planet earth, among the bright element that are living on then, those thunders are going to be brought about and revealed through the ministry of the bride. The bride of Christ is going to know exactly those seven thunders uttered, which was sealed up ever since it was shown to John. When Jesus was taken up 2000 years ago, he was given the scroll with seven seals on it. It remained to be a scroll throughout the 2000 years of material work. When Jesus is seen projected on the earth, angelic form, he is seen one foot on the land, Israel, other foot on the Gentile world. Brothers and sisters, I think what we need to do is look at the world. Many things are happening under our own nose. And as I told you, don't ever think the world is preparing or preparing for them. Tony Blair being appointed for that responsibility, and he being a Catholic, converting a Catholic, don't ever think it is a coincidence. Don't ever think that is have any insignificance. There is a significant thing. Why was it published? There was publicity was given to him. Major publicity was given, not a hidden publicity. It's a major publicity. So, brothers and sisters, those things are getting ready somewhere in some corner. As I told you, the Lord is preparing his bride. That is the very reason that we presented in the last year this important truth for the perfecting of the saints. That is the very reason we gave those table prepared. Not to make it very, formalized and, some sort of thing, but to give an idea, but to give an expectation, what the Lord is expecting in your life, in my life. Because, as I told you in the beginning, God is very focused on the time. He's very, very focused on the time. And God has given us a wonderful opportunity to know him, to understand. When God created Adam, God has three aspects in creation of Adam. First, he created him in the realm of the spirit. And the second, he created a physical being without any life. Thirdly, he gave his own breath, the breath of life. In other words, he gave a breath of life, he became a living soul. So, this evening, we are in a situation where God has given us his breath, his life in us, his spirit in us. So, if his spirit is in us, we must not allow any leakages in our lives. Make sure that, when God has filled you with his whole spirit, you have to overflow with the Holy Spirit. Overflow. Today, in the new year, a lot of people greet you saying, Kiriyen Paniyen Itireva in Sinhala. that you be prospered with milk and honey. That is exactly what God promised the nation of Israel. Land flowing with milk and honey. And God has given us the Holy Spirit that we are full of God. You are full of God, but if you permit any leakages, then what happens? That fullness is gone. When you have the fullness in you, then brothers and sisters, the ministry what we are doing here is the fivefold ministry. A identified small group of people, presenting the word to them, presenting them the seasons, what are going to take place, and asking them to look at their lives, allow the Holy Spirit which is given by God to bring them to the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why the Lord told me, and this message, particularly this message was given to me to change my life. The three messages. The power of forgiveness. Applying the love of God. The power of words we speak. The power of small things which can have leakages in our lives. And I think if we do that, brothers and sisters, we are in the threshold of God fulfilling the seventh seal. When the seven thunders utter, very soon it's going to be time. It's going to be not going to be anymore going to be long. It's not going to be another long period for us. It's going to be very short. So let us, when God has revealed these things, because as I told you just now, the period of tribulation, when God fulfills, God opens the sixth seal and those plagues, and I don't think we should be there. The people who have heard the message should not go through the great tribulation. It is meant for the people who despise the knowledge of God. Let's pray. As we spend a few moments before the Lord, we have now completed the book of Revelation on the seven seals, and the Lord is going to enable us to understand some important truths also from the book of Revelation. What we need to understand, brothers and sisters, the words that have been revealed to us need to be take a note as a warning also to us, so that our lives are being given opportunity. One opportunity is when the sixth seal opens, it results in great tribulation and the calamity, chaos, destruction on the planet Earth. Seventh seal opens up when the bride is given opportunity to be raptured. The body is going to be changed. So these two seals which are going to be broken, between them is a life, and life and the plan of God for the bride of Christ. We need to understand, where are we going to be? Are we going to be part of the bride? Or are we going to be part of the world who will go through that great tribulation and go through those plagues and difficult periods that will be placed upon the planet Earth? But I know all of us are gathered here because we love the Lord, we love His Word, we want to prepare ourselves, we want to get our lives aligned with the Word of God and come to the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ. Like Moses said, choose you this day which side you should be. As the word has been presented to you, between two seals, the sixth seal, which opens up seven plagues and destruction, military and chaos that will result in the first 3.5 years. Or prior to that, when the seventh seal opens, when the seven thunders are coming, are we there to receive our final instructions from the Lord? Father, I pray very specially, Lord, for all of us. We have our desire in us, Lord, to know the truth of the Word of God. And I pray, Lord, that we have gathered here this evening with a purpose, with a desire, with absolute commitment to know the truth that will set us free, and also to come to the knowledge that you have reserved for all of us in our different homes. Now may the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ go with us. May he keep us as the apple of his eye, hide us under the shadow of his wings. May he go before us, beside us. May he let his face shine upon us all the time. Particularly as we begin this new year 2008, Father. We know, Lord, there are going to be times of distress in this world. We know, Lord, that there are going to be times of confusion and disturbance and chaos. But we know, Lord, that you have promised us, and you told this particular church, Lord, brought a word to us, Lord. There's going to be a times of distress, but you are going to give that divine protection and peace to your people in this church, Father. Therefore, we are thankful to you. Therefore, let your mighty hand very strongly and heavily upon each and every one of us. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. And next Sunday also we will continue. We have now completed seven church ages, seven seals. There are a few more things in the book of Revelation. We will complete that, and then we are going into something very important to study in the days to come. May God bless you. Happy 2008 and blessed year for you. Thank you.